Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson from UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have producer Phantom on the line. Phantom, say hello.
Yeah, what up? This is Phantom, Phantom of the Beat. Okay. You got heat for the street.
So let the people know that you're a producer, you got your own production company.
We started out, you know, a long time ago. We done the Nice Babies, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We came out with UMC. That's how I started as an artist. You know, the next thing I knew, I was a producer. You know, I started just hitting everybody off with beats. I'm that dude right now, you know, to bring that new flavor through. You know, I like what's going on, but you know what I mean? We're here to cut through it all and bring what we want to bring through. You know what I'm saying? Staten Island, you know, I rep that to death. Like I said, I was from Brooklyn first, but by the way of Staten Island is the way I came out as an artist and a producer. So this is what we're here to do right now. We got some new things coming in, and we just got to hear it, feel it, live with it.
Okay, when you say you were an artist first, a hip-hop artist?
Oh, yeah, man, let me explain that. Like, a lot of people don't know, Phantom of the Beat, if you do your research or you do your history, you'll realize that Phantom of the Beat is Haas G from UMC's Blue Cheese, One to Grow On. That's where I came from, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
1991, we splashed with Soul Train, and we hit the whole masses with, you know, who we were. And we was repping Shaolin, but that's who I am. I'm Haas G from UMC's Butterfly to Phantom of the Beat.
All right, so how did you get into producing?
Getting into producing was, when we started doing our first album, I met a dude named RNS, who was a dope-ass producer in the hood. And, you know, I just studied him. I studied Morley Moore. I studied Pete Rock. I studied a lot of different producers. And I learned how to produce. As a rapper, I was rapping. But, you know, when I'm rapping, I just want to hear what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I take charge and, you know, throw a little 2 cents in there while the other producers was doing what they was doing, but that's how I picked it up, and that's how I learned.
And how has it been for you thus far? The producers are kind of like the behind-the-scenes people. I mean, a few of them jump out. We know Quincy Jones. We know Dre. We know P. Teddy Riley, all those who get to jump out every now and then. How do you feel about that, and what's your goals?
Basically, it's like this. Everybody gets a turn.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
gets a turn. Me personally, I know my turn is getting ready to come because I've been watching all these dudes doing what they do. It's all good. It's all great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know, I respect it. But what I'm about to do, for all the time that I've been putting into this game, I'm getting ready to come up right now. You know what I mean? And they're going to have to look at me and say, wow, because they've been looking at me when I was doing it. So it's my come up.
Right.
I'm going to be there. I'm not worried about nothing. I know what it is. I know how to do it. It's just a matter of timing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Now, new music array come out. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Boom. I'm going to come with it before anybody else comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the artists you produced for and what was those experiences like?
Oh, man. Well, first it was UMC.
Mm-hmm.
It was Vector Deck, Busta Rhymes, Ghostface Killah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was 50 Cent, Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Did a whole lot in my time, but right now it's time to, you know, live off of that, understand what that meant, and then make new moves because now I got a solid foundation.
Right. Those are some phenomenal artists that you produced for, and now you have your own production company. And are you just strictly hip-hop, or do you expand your market?
Well, basically, I'm at a point right now where those are some phenomenal names, and guess what? It was a whole strategic move, you know. A lot of people don't get it. You know, everybody thinks they know, but they don't know.
Right. Well, help us out.
Every move I made, huh?
I said help us out, because how does a producer get access to having 50 Cent, you know, say, ooh, that track is hot. I want that track.
Well, you got to think about it. First and foremost, I was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So being an artist, I used to tour with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know everybody from going on tour, from
okay.
hanging out. You
networking.
Know what I mean? They didn't mm-hmm. realize I was a producer. I didn't even realize I was a producer.
Okay.
I was just making beats. As the time went by, I realized that, yo, you know what my forte is? I'm a producer. So guess what? All these dudes that I know, all these chicks I know, all y'all rappers, this, that, and the third, I'm the dude to make beats for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I realized I'm a producer.
Okay. Okay.
And that's when they started, you know, accepting what I do.
Right.
So to get to 50, it wasn't nothing because my cousin was 50's DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it right there. My cousin knows I make beats. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling, yo, bring these joints over here. And I brought them over there.
Right.
You know? And then when I saw 50, 50's like, he knows me. And I know him. He remembers me from UMC's. Because I already got a following.
Mm-hmm.
I already got a standout position in the rap game coming
mm-hmm.
from Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it all falls into place.
So basically what you're talking about is networking, communicating with people, building that rapport, and those important relationships. That is really, really key.
So I'm glad what you're doing right now, because you get ready to teach the world what we're trying to say.
Well, go ahead and say it.
Well, guess what? This is what you do. You got to be diligent in your work. You got to be foundated, and you can't be looking at overnight success. You got to be looking at structuring it, putting it in proper situations, elevations, whatever it's going to take. But don't expect it overnight. Just make sure you formulate and you proceed, and then you expect it to happen maybe like 2-3 years down the line. But as long as you keep watering and feeding mm-hmm. that plant, it's going to happen.
That's so important. And how do you package this together to get people to hear your beats? Because, you know, you have a lot of young producers and people who want to produce. And then it's like they sitting in the house with these hot beats. And then it's, okay, now what do I do? How do you even protect your beats?
So you want to protect your beat. Guess what? Your beat ain't yours anyway. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that, right?
Yeah.
Your beat ain't yours anyway. So guess what? What you got to protect? You don't got to protect nothing. Send an email out. Put your beat in the email. Send it to whoever you're sending it to. That's already logged in. It's already in the system. And guess what? Whatever you do, no matter what, if you're sampling, guess what? You still got to pay those dudes that you sampled from. Guess what? You got to protect them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
don't get it twisted. Ain't none of this is yours. This is God. This
mm-hmm.
is all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So, when you're making beats now, do you have artists underneath you right now?
I got a whole squad get ready to come out.
Okay.
My whole album, the album's called Phantom of the Beat Presents Audio Drone.
Mm.
My whole thing is to bring out a lot of the new young youth, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's just where we come from. We're New York.
That's right, that's right.
And that's what we represent. So our style is about to be different from all this trap house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. I got you.
We're about to hit the street hard.
Okay, okay. So tell people how they can reach out to you on social media or your website.
Oh, yeah, that website thing is a crazy thing. Social media is a crazy thing, but I love it right now because we part of it.
Okay.
So Phantom of the Beat at Phantom of the Beat with F. It's FANTOM.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom. I got the tattoos on my arm to prove it.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah. And, Phantom of the Beat at Facebook.com. Then you got Phantom Music, Instagram. Then you got...
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for stopping by and dropping those jewels on us. We wish you guys the best of luck and definitely send some of your artists through again. We say once a key player, always a key player. We are family. We are your media outlet. We're not fake news. So... feel free to reach back to us when you release your artist.
I appreciate you.
Phantom, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you.